Sometimes your biggest weakness can become your biggest strength. Take, for example, the story of one girl who decided to study judo despite the fact that she had lost her left arm in a car accident. The girl began lessons with the old Japanese judo instructor. The girl was doing well, so she couldn't understand why, after 3 months of training, the instructor had taught her only one move. "Instructor," the girl finally said, "shouldn't I be learning more moves?"
"This is the only move you know, but this is the only move you'll ever need to know," the instructor replied.
Not quite understanding, but believing in her teacher, the girl kept training. Several months later, the instructor took the girl to her first tournament. Surprising herself, the girl easily won her first two matches. The third match proved to be more difficult, but after some time, her opponent became impatient and charged. The girl deftly used her one move to win the match. Still amazed by her success, the girl was now in the finals.
This time her opponent was bigger, stronger, and more experienced. For a while, the girl appeared to be overmatched. Concerned that the girl might get hurt, the referee called the timeout. She was about to stop the match when the instructor intervened. "No," the instructor insisted, "let her continue."
Soon after the match resumed, her opponent made a critical mistake. She dropped her guard. Instantly, the girl used her move to pin her opponent. The girl had won the match and the tournament. She was the champion. On the way home, the girl and her teacher reviewed every move in each and every match. Then the girl summoned the courage to ask what was really on her mind. "Instructor, how did I win the tournament with only one move?"
"You won for two reasons," the teacher answered. "First, you've almost mastered one of the most difficult throws in all of judo. Second, the only known defense for that move is for your opponent to grab your left arm." The girl's biggest weakness had become her biggest strength.